An inspection of a residential care unit for adults with intellectual disabilities in County Mayo has found serious problems in its care standards. Information from a whistleblower led HICWA to carry out an unannounced inspection on the facility at Swinford in County Mayo last February. What they found distressed them. Our social affairs correspondent Joe Little is in studio with us now. Joe, can you tell us about this care facility and what they found?
Yeah, well, first of all, HICWA was involved in this because last November the government empowered them to inspect centres, residential centres for people with disabilities. And since that took place, apparently HICWA has been given information, I understand, by past staff members of Áras Attracta, which is the name of the centre in East Mayo in the town of Swinford, which is run by the HSE, to the effect that it was not being run properly. And in February, late February, HICWA triggered an unannounced inspection, a two-day-long inspection. It was the first of two inspections which were carried out. We can come to the second later on. And it focused on nutrition and the use of restrictive procedures in the centre. And it makes unpleasant reading, especially at lunchtime in relation to nutrition. First of all, the report found that some residents were underweight and the dietitian had recommended that they receive high-calorie diets and food supplements. And despite this, there was no evidence in their daily record sheets that they were receiving these. Bear in mind, these are people with intellectual disabilities. They may not be in a position to assert their needs themselves, so they are particularly vulnerable. Also, the report says meal times were not a pleasant experience nor a social occasion. Inspectors observed some residents being offered spoonfuls of food in quick succession by some staff before the residents had swallowed and enjoyed the previous spoonful. Sounds like very rushed feeding going on there. And some residents were not offered any drink during the duration of the meal, which, of course, is a major problem, especially at a time like this. You know, hydration is exceptionally important, but especially for older people. There was concern that residents went for 15 hours without food in order to facilitate staff duty arrangements. In other words, they would have their supper at 7 in the evening and not get their breakfast until 10 in the morning, which is a 15-hour period. And this was because staff had to do all the hygiene and other preparations of the residents in the morning before they got the residents got their breakfast. There was no flexibility here to allow residents who had only had their last bite to eat, their supper at 7 in the evening, to have breakfast before 10 in the morning. And staff were heard describing residents inappropriately. The inspection of restrictive practices also restrictive procedures, they're called, in other words, seclusion in a room, were found not to adhere to the centre's own standards, and that the seclusion in the particular room was being used because of behavioural difficulties being manifested by the resident, and that the centre itself said that this should not be happening, yet it had happened, I think, 5 times in the previous year.
And that first initial inspection was over the course of 2 days.
In late February.
And subsequently, 97 residents in this centre, by the way, as well. And subsequently then, towards the end of May, a second inspection was carried out, Joe, and had things improved at that stage?
I think it's fair to say that there have been vast improvements in the centre at that stage. The HSE obviously was very concerned, and it has issued a statement this lunchtime that we can go into in a moment, but it moved in order to address the 59 recommendations which were made by HICWA on the limited focus, mind you, of nutrition and restrictive procedures. There were 59 recommendations to bring the centre up to par. Among the things that it did was it replaced the person in charge at the centre. I'm not sure to what degree it increased staffing. For instance, the centre was awaiting the appointment of a nutritionist, of a dietitian, and this may have caused some of the problems which were discovered in relation to nutrition problems and records on people's record sheets. The most graphic thing, I suppose, to come out of the centre is that when the inspectors asked the person in charge on duty that day, not the person in charge of the centre, the nurse in charge to come and witness the meal the second time during the February inspection. She herself described the experience as illuminating and distressing. So it clearly, you know, this centre was in a very, very bad shape when it was inspected in February. And it is in a much better shape now, according to HICWA. The HSE has welcomed the report. It has said that it has already implemented 52 of HICWA's 59 recommendations, and that the remaining seven are they're in the process of implementing them. And they say governance within the service has been strengthened, and the HSE has been assured following a review that the service being provided currently is safe.
And I see from that HSE statement as well then that the residents' families were contacted after the first inspection to tell them about the problems that had been found, and that they were written to again earlier this week to outline the improvements and giving them a point of contact for them to make contact with the HSE should they want to do that.
So in summary, the families, many of them must have been quite at sea as to what was going on, because apparently there were quite a number of sources in the area. As I say, I think I mentioned earlier on, former staff, and I think even some of the current staff who were blowing the whistle and getting HICWA to come in and inspect independently what was happening.
Okay, our social affairs correspondent, Joe Little, thank you very much for bringing us the